Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom. And we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and PT pearls to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. So welcome in. This is our first podcast. We're really just going to be introducing ourselves, telling you what to expect, what kind of guests we're going to have on, what kind of tips we're going to be releasing. Mm-hmm. So we'll dive into all of that. I'm Dr. Jen Escare.
And I'm Dr. Dom Fraboni.
And we are both doctors of physical therapy. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I always want to start off by just letting you guys know that we are going to be giving a lot of education and knowledge about the body, but this is not medical advice. We are not diagnosing anyone. Always check in with your doctor or your local physical therapist. Like, I think people need to be popping into physical therapists a lot more.
Yeah. Oh, and we'll get into that a lot.
Yeah. But really, we're coming on and we're deciding to do this podcast together because we met at a physical therapy conference.
Crazy.
And immediately resonated based on really diving into this greater approach than just physical therapy. We, you know, I realized, like, you were starting to talk about Wim Hof and breath work and cold plunges and all these other things you were doing. And I was like, wait, I do that.
You cold plunge, right?
Okay, so I've like done it once, and I think that's all I need to do.
And I like dig holes in lakes and dive in just for free.
Yeah, but the same, you know, it's like the same.
We're both growing in our own, at our own rate, where we're comfortable.
No, but I mean, really, I think what we beyond that resonated with is that we were both open to exploring different avenues in order to tap into the body within ourselves and within our clients. And, you know, rather than just following exactly what we learned in physical therapy school, we use that more as our groundwork. Mm-hmm. And we built upon that.
Yeah. I mean, PT school and your doctor of physical therapy programs, which every program in America is, which a lot of people don't know. They dive into so much and they teach you so much about the body, about every system of the body. I was sitting in classes like, this is what PTs learn? Like, I thought even my perception of what a PT was is much different than what PTs are when they graduate these days. But again, that's that foundation and that's that base.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is that's where we get to dive in and learn more and build upon that foundation.
Yeah. And that's what we've both been open to doing. And And the reason we resonated so deeply is because we're actually treating a human.
Yeah.
So weird.
An odd concept.
So we really look at the whole person. And in order to actually help someone who might be having pain or experiencing an injury, like even just having pain, like it stops you in your tracks a lot of times. It takes you out of life, which for a lot of people who are very active, that is a mindset shift as well. Yeah. Or if you've just had surgery, like anything that you've had done to the body, like you're mentally affected with it as well.
Yeah. And that's where, again, we started realizing that we don't just treat people from this purely physical realm. There's no way that we isolate one aspect of our health or one part of our body or one system. You know, they all work together.
Yeah.
I learned this song when I was young, you know, the neck bones connected to the shoulder bone and all the way down the chain. And it sounds cheesy, but it's so true in the way that all of our parts interact.
Mm-hmm.
And in the medical system today, a lot of what we do is treat those parts and treat those symptoms. And I heard someone say once, like, how we do medicine is like having 15 different mechanics work on one car and just very loosely tell the other person what they did.
Yeah.
If that.
And exactly.
So, it's kind of an interesting concept to treat the whole person and to treat from a team and never feel like you have the answer or the fix for the person or for
you
every
have to
person.
Do it all.
Yeah.
You know, you could be a person, a part of their journey where there's other people. And I think all of our clients have that as well. Like they have other people that they see for different reasons, you know, and we're a part of that journey. And I think that's the other thing that we really resonated on is that we're not here to fix anyone.
No.
We give and we provide tools that you will hopefully integrate into your own life. And that's really why we're doing this. Like, this is our way of providing more tools and explaining it so that you can actually understand it. Like, it doesn't, we don't need to be doctors, you know, who are speaking over your head or making you feel belittled by the information that we deliver about the body. We want you to understand it. We want to make it digestible so that you can take this home and you can be like, oh, I can start adding this in right now, or I can start experimenting with it and see and start to develop, like, can I create my own optimal body? And what does that mean in my own body? Because we also don't believe that there is one optimal body or one way of doing anything, like anything.
Yeah. And I think that you were kind of mentioning that the providers, you don't want to become dependent on them. You kind of said that you don't want to see, we don't see ourselves as fixing people.
No.
But also a lot of providers will say, oh, you need to come in X amount of times for this or that, or you need to come so I can do this technique to you.
Yeah.
If beyond seeing that provider, they don't teach you anything else to change and to help you feel that change within, you know, then what are we doing as providers? We're no better than, you know, the crutches or the medications or the things that people take to cover up those symptoms.
Right.
So again, as a PT, when I started learning about, when I talked with people about breath, when I talked to them about their story and the things that stress them out in life, and again, approach them as a human and not a set of diagnoses and symptoms and pains, it was amazing the response I would see in patients or clients before I even touched them or before I even had them move. You know, people would start saying, like, man, my back's feeling better. And sometimes it's just letting people talk to you.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So we'll dive into what that all means and we'll go in so much deeper. But in the reality, we want to wake you up to the idea that the optimal body is your entire environment. It's the people that you surround yourself with. It's the food that you put inside your own body. Not that we believe there's one way to eat. There's one way to eat for you. Right. And then, and just providing different movement types and talking with different people who are, you know, treat from so many different areas and really can open up not only your aspect, hopefully, of what you believe in your body, but also ours. Like, we're on this journey as well. And we always want to be the provider who's like, I am not the most knowledgeable in the room. I want to continue to learn and I'm open. I'm open to new ideas. And I think that's also why I really appreciated that you were diving into all those different wellness things within yourself and with your clients, is because, you know, you realize that there's so much out there. And we don't have all of the answers. And so continuing to explore them within our own bodies so that we can then understand how we take it to a client. It makes it real. It makes it tangible. And it's not just relying on research. It's not just relying on what the papers say. We definitely resonate with that. And we understand research has continued to progress and allow us to guide and prove a lot of the things that we do. But at the same time, we don't just rely on it. We rely on human experience.
Yeah. And, you know, research is amazing. And research can be this foundation of the information. Mm-hmm. However, we don't live life in a test tube. We don't live life in the lab.
Right.
And the people that we work with aren't these perfect subjects that have been chosen out for these research studies. And again, that doesn't mean the research can't be applied to them or can't be referred to in treating people. But again, no matter if you have the gold standard or the greatest thing in the world for somebody, if it doesn't fit them or they're not open to it, what do you do next?
Yeah.
What do you do next?
Yeah.
And some providers, when they get to that point, are just like, patient's non-compliant.
Yeah.
And then game over.
And then it's your fault. You're right. And we don't believe in that. Like, everything comes back to what's my responsibility in order to guide you and facilitate you. We want to provide freedom for you within your body and within your health. And that doesn't come from me fixing you. That comes from me guiding and facilitating and working along the journey with you.
No, I mean, we kind of refer back to when we met. And I think that's a vital time in thinking about why we're starting this podcast. Because you said we resonated on all these areas and on breath work and on being just a normal human and who dancing. Listens to other human beings and dancing. And danced our faces off. And all these different areas. But in reality, like, I don't know. When I'm in the room with somebody, understanding that all these aspects of health and the environment that they're in and the discomforts that they feel are the way that their system responds. And you talked a little bit about me and my willingness to dive into all these areas of growth. Man, I made myself really uncomfortable during a lot of those times. And yes, I love ice training, but it doesn't mean it's not uncomfortable every time I jump into an ice bath. For those of you that have done it. However, it's my ability to control that response to my environment, whether it's in a spiritual, social, environmental, mental, physical, or whatever realm.
Yeah.
We have to be aware of that as providers.
Right.
So, yes, I have my PT cap on, but I've also got my human cap on. Yeah. And I've got every other, you know, angle that I'm trying to receive this person so I know where they need to be met.
Yeah. And we want to, you know, open up the space so it's not something that you fear moving into, but you are excited to explore. We don't want to come from, don't do this, don't do that, don't eat this, or blah, blah, blah. Like, there's so much out there already of that. So we want to open it up so that you are excited to experiment what your body can provide, because the reality is our body is amazing and it's incredibly adaptable, and it can and will change, you know, it, to whatever your body needs to. And it's, there's no comparison. There's no, it's just a journey. And, you know, if we can really provide tools for you to just open your mind to for different things, whether that's in your environment. I mean, even our air that we breathe affects us. The water that we drink can affect, have an effect on us. You know, the people that we surround ourselves with. So mentally it helps, it has an effect on you. Physically, the way that we move, you know, maybe it's just trying something different. What if it can be so easy as that?
Yeah. Our body is this amazing and adaptable machine, and it will adapt to the things we do. However, it will adapt to the things we do consistently.
Yeah, consistency and is key.
And people are like, well, you know, I worked out and did this for a week and I didn't see any difference, and so I stopped. And so, I mean, it's like, okay, great. That's amazing that you took that step and did that work. And, you know, there's a way that we can make this a consistent pattern and a consistent lifestyle behavior.
That fits you.
And you mentioned that in medicine, you know, there's a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of this diagnosing and describing and limitation and, you know, don't do this or take this, or you're not going to be able to control this without X.
Yeah.
And when I started realizing that, I'm like, that's not how I want to deal with people. And I want to work with people from this space of empowerment.
Yes.
It's a big word for me. You know, I wear it around my neck, around my wrist every day. My intent bracelet literally just broke yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And so
we wear them.
Yes. So now I wear it around my neck. So now I wear it around my neck, and
which you can use code Jen if you want in my intent. Oh, I don't know. All of a sudden it became an ad. It's
look
not, but we legitimately wear it all the time, and I do have a discount there for you if you wanted it.
Nice plug, nice plug, and continue on.
Continue what you were saying, please.
But no, it's treating and dealing with people from this place of empowerment and growth and ability. You know, I never like to label somebody by their disability. I worked with Special Olympics for a long time. That's really near to me. And the abilities that those athletes had blew me away, not only on the court, but in their ability to feel and their empathy and their love and their inclusion. And so, you know, that's just one small snippet of an example for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, people aren't machines.
Yeah.
And we can't treat them as such.
So we're really going to free you of it all. Hopefully. That's the hope, right? That's the goal, is to give you enough education and knowledge and tools, and so that you feel empowered. Like, let me try this in my body.
We're not going to free you. We're going to help you for yourself.
Well, yeah,
that's really what you meant.
Yeah, that is. Mm-hmm. because that's it. It just, it's freeing. Like, and I sit here with scoliosis and I was lifting and I had a barbell. I got, okay, let's just like, maybe it'll progress as the podcast goes on, right? So my squat today was 135.
Nice.
And thank you. Oh, thanks. and my deadlift was 185. Mm-hmm. And full transparency, I'm probably around like 118 right now. I honestly just stop weighing myself when it comes to the holidays, because I'm like, that's going to go up.
And because the number doesn't matter.
The number doesn't matter. That is why. So yeah, so I mean, it's fun. It's strong. It's empowering to be able to do that. But it's also like, I've you know, even as I was going through PT school, that people were telling me, oh, you have scoliosis, never put a barbell on your back. You know, there's so many. I remember, like, real quick side note, like, even when I got a DM one time of someone who said, well, my chiropractor told me, and by the way, we are not anti-chiros. Like, we have so many people that we learn from, whether it's chiro, personal training, yogis, like everyone. So we're not against any profession. Because you can look into some PTs and they're not going to be really treating the human like we do. Yeah. And there's just differences. Nothing bad. People are different. Okay. Anyways, so someone reached out and they said, you know, my chiro told me I have scoliosis, so I can never, what did she say? I can never...
walk down the street?
No, basically. Oh, I should never, like, I can't do... It was either something like barbell. It was a while ago. It was either something like barbell or even dumbbells or like lifting. Oh, it was loading. It was lifting because you shouldn't load the spine. That's what it was.
Of course not.
And I was like, well, then you better not stand up because the moment we get from horizontal to vertical, we load the spine.
Yeah.
So that's probably an issue then. And that's where I go back to like all these fear things. Like even I've had, like I can go on, but like my client too. And, you know, she was like 35 and her doctor was like, well, you know, you're probably getting up there in age for biking. So you should probably stop.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like,
yeah, I mean, it's wild. Yeah. And I always say, like, jokingly, I never want to, but I also really want to see images of my back and shoulders and hips, which I've never gotten.
Yeah.
But I played football in college, and it was pretty brutal on my body. And I had one surgery on meniscus in my right knee, and I know my left knee is also torn because, I don't know, I have a bunch of PTs around me that have done tests on it and told me so. But we all have those things, and we all have those issues with our machine, with our car.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beautiful because our car and our machine responds. So we need to, instead of teaching people to shy away from those and hide those things away and never touch them and never look at them, we need to find the tools for people to empower themselves. Crazy. Yeah. That came up again.
Oh my gosh. It's like that's the point of what we're doing or something. But yeah, I mean, and we're going to continue to, we want to answer your questions. So every episode we're going to ask, you know, what are your questions that you have for us? And what would you want to learn about? Because we want these, as he talked about, PT pearls.
Yeah.
And so the PT pearls are really going to be educational tips around the body, whether it's anatomy, physiology, or even how we move or breathe or whatever it may be, coming from our own muscular skeletal.
Yeah, she's kind of weird, but that's okay. We accept.
Thank you. Thank you. Whatever. But yeah, so we're going to, you know, continue to answer questions, do PT pearls, interview amazing, epic people that we love and we learn from, who are probably outside of our scope and some inside our scope. So we're going to bring all the scopes.
And I mean, we've mentioned this, it's like, this is kind of a selfish thing too that we're doing here because like one, I get to be on a podcast with my queen. Also, we get to bring all these amazing experts in, some of which that are incredible friends of ours to bring you guys incredible takeaways and incredible tools to explore your optimal body. And we also get to hear into those tools and talk to those people and dig into their brains a little bit. So, we will be growing alongside you as you grow in your journey into your optimal body.
Yes. I'm so excited for this journey. So, I mean, what we ask of you is to, you know, subscribe so that you can hear the episodes as they come out, and reach out, you know, let us know. You know, we're available on Instagram all the time, Doc Gen Fit, Dr. Dom DPT. We're also available through email. We'll have all the information here. And rate us, leave reviews, share it with your friends. Like as often as the more that this goes out to other people, the more that we all learn together. And that's really like the key to this all is that we all learn together and we bring on this environment that's more supportive rather than tearing others down, because I'm so against that. I'm so against that.
There's not enough collaboration in our world these days. There's a lot more butting heads and saying that you're wrong, you're right, I'm wrong, you're right, whatever. And this needs to be a collaborative shtick here to bring you all the tools. Because again, I don't know everything for you.
Yeah.
I don't know everything for me. And that's a really interesting thing to think about, that again, throughout the time that this gets put out, we will all be on our journey, on our path. So let's walk with each other.
Yeah. Let's do it together.
No doubt.
You ready, babe?
I'm ready.
Well,
woo.
This is happening. So next episode, let's give a little preview of what we're diving into.
We'll dive a little bit into the science, but this isn't going to be a super sciencey show because we want everybody to be able to take in and digest this. Mm-hmm. So
science that you can understand, right?
Absolutely.
Like Bill Nye. I love Bill Nye. Who doesn't love Bill Nye?
Bill.
I mean, he makes everything science digestible, rules. Right? And that's what we're trying to do when it comes to physical therapy and the body. Yeah. And we'll also be diving a little bit more into our personal stories, how we met, mm-hmm. how this thing works, why it works, and the realness behind who we are as people, as a couple. Mm-hmm. We'll dive into triggers because triggers cause pain. We'll dive into some real things, some real, real, real things.
Yeah, this is going to be a real, real podcast. And as she said, subscribe, comment. This is a conversation. Please have it back with us. We're trying to give you tools to walk into your optimal body. So start the journey with us on our next episode. Right on. Thank you so much for listening to us on the Optimal Body Podcast, where we're going to continue to bring you the PT pearls and guests that will help you find your optimal body. Now, head over to wherever you listen to this and leave us an honest review, and head to docgenfit.com/podcast where you can find all the show notes.
Don't forget that we're going to give away a free month to someone who subscribes, leaves us an awesome review, and lets us know what they want to review on the next PT Pearl. So we'll be choosing that once a week to get into a free month of the Optimal Body membership.